Parshas Pikudei Sheni. Vayasa Se'efed, and he made the ephod Zov, Tchelis V'Adomim V'Silah Shani V'Sheish Kvashzar, made the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and crimson wool, and twisted fine linen. Vayirakos Pachi Azov, V'Kitzis Psilim. They hammered out the sheets of gold and cut threads. Vasis P'secha Tchelis V'Secha Agamon V'Secha Tilas Shani V'Secha Sheish, Vasis Cheshev. They hammered out the sheets of gold and cut threads for them to work the gold into the blue wool, into the purple wool, into the crimson wool, and into the fine linen, the work of the master weaver. Zagrashi v'yiragu kumei l'areka aretz, says, to whom will you spread the earth or the water? Ketagume uredidu, as the Targum says, v'redidu. Tasin hayim adin min azov. They hammered the thin plates out of gold. Tasin dakis, which is thin sheets. Kanhu milamedcha eichayut. Here, the Torah teaches us how they spun the gold together with the wool threads. They would hammer the gold into thin sheets, and cut threads out of them along the lengths of the sheet, in order to work these threads by combining them with each kind of column material in the ephod, which says gold. By which the gold is mentioned, one thread of gold was intertwined with six threads of blue wool. For each kind had threads of six strands, and the gold was seventh thread of each one. Yeah. They made connecting shoulder straps. Ashnik tzeis of chubar, both its end, it was entirely connected. The cheshav afudas asher alav mimenu hu, imasei zov tchilas v'argomim v'sila shonim v'shish mosrik asher tziv Hashem es meisha. His decorative band, which is above from it, of the same work, gold, blue, purple, and crimson wool, and twisted fine linen, as Hashem had commanded meisha. V'yasu es avni asheyam, and they prepared the shem stones, me musabois mushubtzei zov, enclosed in gold settings, engraving of a seal, Ashmois ben Yisrael with the names of the Yidden. We also made about Pisuay Sa'efid, Amnes, the current of the Yisrael, and he put them upon the shoulder straps of the Ephod, the stones of the remembrance of the Yisrael, Kashir, Siva, Shemus, Meshach, as Hashem commanded Meshach. We also said, Achish and Master Achish of Kamas Ephod, he made Achish in the work of a master weaver like the work of the Ephod. Zov, Tchis, Ragom, Slash, Shoni, Vishish, Mazar of gold, blue, purple and a crimson one twisted fine full. Ravu Aya Kofel also is a cheshin, it was square, and they made the cheshin doubled. Its length, Zera Arkav, Zera Zerach, Kofel, its length, one span, and its width, one span, doubled. Aymalu Bay Arba Turi Oven, and they filled it with four rows of stones. Tur Oidem, Bitno, Verekas, Atur Echad, these materials. Vatur Ashini, Neifech, Saper, Bielam, it was a Neifech, Saper, and Yalem. Atur Ashdishi was Loshem, Shvei, Vachloma. Atur Revi, Tashashem, Yashvei, Musubas, Mashupti, Zab, Mlosom, and clothed in gold settings in their fields. And the stones were for the names of the sons of Israel, 12, corresponding to the names similar to the engraving of the seal, everyone according to his name for 12 tribes. For the Cheshin, they made chains of the edges of cable work for gold. They made two golden settings, and two golden rings. And they placed the two rings on the two ends of the cheshin. They placed the two golden cables at the base on the two rings of the ends of the cheshin. For the ends of the two cables, they placed upon the two settings. And they placed them upon the shoulder straps of the ephod on its front part. And they made two golden rings. They placed them on the two ends of the cheshin. On its edge that faced the inner side of the ephod. And they made the two golden rings. And they made the two golden rings and placed them on the shoulder straps of the ephod from below towards its front, adjacent to the seam, above the band of the ephod. Last pasuk, Vayirkus was a cheshin mitaba'isov al tabis ephod bepsil chilis is al cheshin ve'ephod. And they fastened the cheshin by its ring to the rings of the ephod with a cord of blue wool so that it could be upon the band of the ephod. so that the Choshen would not move off the Eved, as Hashem has commanded Moshe. It's Tanya quickly. It's Tanya.